The Astor Hotel on the corner of Lygon and Elgin Streets.
Yeah.
Used to be Percy Jones's pub.
That's right.
It isn't anymore. It is a vegan pub. And we read this morning that flexitarians, those who sporadically eat vegan, lie at the heart of an increase in the sale and quality of vegan food products. Kale Druin, plant-based food consultant, restaurateur. Kale, that's just too funny. Good morning, Kale.
Good morning.
What is a flexitarian?
Someone who eats meat or less meat in their weekly diet. Chooses to reduce the amount of meat and dairy intake they have.
Why is a flexitarian sort of half carnivore and half vegan? Why are they not described as vegetarians?
Well, because they're eating meat still.
Oh. Is this a trend that the industry recognises?
Absolutely. Especially in the supermarket world, there's a big push towards catering for the flexitarian diet. People who sort of aren't going to go the whole slog and become vegan or full plant-based diet, they can sporadically choose to reduce the amount of meat in it for health reasons, for environmental reasons, for all sorts of different reasons.
Is it just reducing meat? Because I saw an ad in one of the subway stations recently about ice cream, Magnum, being vegan.
Well, meat and dairy are the two things that people are reducing in a flexitarian diet, and eggs as well. The movement towards Magnums, ice cream is sort of something that's going to be happening more and more over the next little while. I think it's a very easy pathway as the quality of the products start to improve. Magnum vegan ice creams are amazing, and there's no reason why every other company is going to start moving, not going to start moving in that direction as well.
Interesting, isn't it? What do vegans think of flexitarians? Do they think of them as part-time murderers?
probably. but the reality is that the mainstream is what drives change, and all the products that vegans are getting to experience and the probably quality that's improving is because of the mainstream getting involved in this space.
I wonder how effective those ads have been. Burnzo and I have both said in the past, when you're sitting at the lights and you look up at that picture of the cow, and I think it says, first they took my milk, then they took my baby, now they took then they took my life. It does actually, you do look at it and think, oh, really? And Albert Einstein said the one thing that would improve the planet would be if people all became vegetarians.
Yeah, I think there's not much doubt about that, that the impact that animal agriculture is having on the environment is difficult to dismiss. I think those ads, I'm not certain that they have the impact that people would hope they'd have. I think they target a certain very, very compassionate person within the community. But I think largely people are interested in their lives. Everyone cares about paying their bills and stuff like that. So,
good on you, Kale. Kale Druin, plant-based food consultant. That is nominative determinism at its height, isn't it? That a bloke called Kale would end up being a plant-based food consultant.